way up, I guess, close to 80 then, yeah, it did.
Okay, if you don't care, just say your name on here, and just state your name and your age.
Would you say Mildred Sloan Collins?
Mm-hmm. Okay. And how old are you?
79.
Okay, and then today's date is May 28th. Just so it's good to have this on the tape. Let's get it all there. Yeah. All right, Mildred, let's see. Now, when you went to the settlement school, how did you first hear about it?
Well, my daddy was working here in town. He had a business, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And of course we knew about the settlement school. I mean, that's just been part of Knott County.
Mm-hmm. And what year did you go to school there? Like what grade? Do you remember?
From the time I was a sophomore until, you want to know years.
Yeah.
I graduated in 38, so I guess it'd be 35 and 36 and 37 would probably be the years, wouldn't it?
And then you graduated in 38?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did you live over on campus?
Yeah, part of the time.
What years did you live over there?
I don't know.
Don't
I don't remember. But there was a couple of years that I stayed with Carl Perkins' mother.
Mm-hmm.
And I worked and, you know, helped support myself. And Poppy paid $15 a month, and then I worked,
mm-hmm.
you know, I helped her to help support myself in school,
mm-hmm.
and you know, for room and board, and then there was another older lady that I stayed with was Nan Baker, and they were all real good to me, and then I stayed in the settlement too, so it was it was good too.
Mm-hmm.
We had a dining room, and then we had a time when we were together in the in our meeting room to study at night.
Mm-hmm.
And it was we worked too at the settlement.
That's right, yeah.
So we had, it was always some, you could always work and pay part of your expenses because money was hard to come by.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was the way that it was. I enjoyed all of it.
Now when you lived there, what was it like living up there? Like what did your room look like? How many people, do you remember, if you could kind of describe what it was like?
There was, I think, three of us to a room, and it was a real close relationship. I can't remember exactly who I roomed with, but I remember the ones I graduated with,
mm-hmm.
but it was Aunt Janice, Park and Anna B. Francis. I mean, it was Janice Moore and Anna B. Moore and Maddie, you know,
mm-hmm.
Matt Schutz and Maddie Martin now, and
mm-hmm.
Janice Park and Anna B. Francis. That they were three sisters. So we had a good relationship.
Do you remember kind of what some of the rules were? Did you have special rules you had to follow for when you lived on campus? Or?
Yeah, we lived on the campus, and the best I could remember, we could come to town maybe about once a week, but we just had to come and go back. You know, we weren't permitted to stay in town, but we could come to town. The best I remember about it, and we had a certain hour for to eat, and a certain hour for a study period, and a certain hour to go to bed. And it was pretty well regimented, I guess you'd say.
Did you like that, or did you think that was good for you?
Well, of course it was good for me, but at that time, you know, at that time there were things that we washed dishes and we had a Miss, I forgot her name. Anyway, she was real picky, and she wouldn't allow us to make any noise at all. We had to dry our dishes with two dish towels, so like silverware and stuff, because she wouldn't allow us to make any noise at all, because, you know, it could get quite noisy with everybody.
Yeah,
but,
I think so.
It was good training for us, but I don't see that we always enjoyed it.
Well, I say not. Usually don't enjoy the stuff that ends up being good for you, I think.
Yeah. Well, always on Sunday evening, we would have Sunday evening services, you know what? You know, it was something like church. It was just always by someone who was one of the faculty.
Well, let's see, now I've got some other questions. Did anybody else in your family go to school there?
Yeah, my sister did I don't know if she went 1 year or 2 years. I can't remember. But it was my older sister.
What were some of the classes that you remember taking, maybe? Ones that stuck out in your mind that you liked or didn't like?
Well, we just had English and algebra and biology. We had history too, and home ec, and that's about all I remember. We could on the weekends, they'd have basketball games, and we could go to the basketball games and then, of course, come right back. But basketball was a big deal then.
What was it like going to those games?
It was real exciting. It was real exciting because, you know, we'd have competition and had Car Creek and Hazard, and we wanted to beat them. So it was kind of a social thing, and it was fun. We always enjoyed our basketball games, and there was a huge attendance too.
Really?
Yeah. Everybody was loyal to the basketball team. We had, you know, Copper John Campbell and Bill Cornett, I think. He, Lib's husband. I think he played, and it was Paul Johnson. It was real nice.
Let's see what else. Tell me about your home ec classes. I know I've talked to a few other people, and seems like it was a lot different than home ec we have now. Like, what kind of things did y'all learn? And
well, we had learned to sew, and we learned, you know, to cook too, and it was that I think they ought to have home ec. They don't have it now, do they?
I think at some schools they do. I never did take it. We never had it.
Yeah, it's something that you can use, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We had a good teacher too.
Tell me about some of the teachers you had, the ones you remember, maybe.
Well, I think Miss Hadley was our home ec teacher, and we'd learn, you know, what colors look good on us, and it was about a whole hour, and it was something that you enjoyed.
Were there any special teachers that you remember, maybe ones that kind of meant a lot to you?
Ann Cobb.
Tell me about her. What did you like so much about her?
She was always smiling and pleasant, you know, and very conscientious. And we had Edie K. Smith too, and she wasn't, I guess she's a good teacher, but she wasn't always pleasant. And we had a real good principal, a Professor Smith, and we had good discipline. We were never permitted to throw any papers down anywhere.
Oh, really?
And it was really neat. And there wasn't any discipline problems that I recall. All of them in our class, it was more like a brother and sister relationship. We just all had good relations, and there were, we had a basement up there, you know, it was up at the middle school.
Mm-hmm.
We had a basement, and we had some girls that would go down in the basement and smoke even then. And so one day I thought, well, I'll see what a cigarette tastes like.
Mm-hmm.
So I tried one of that, I didn't want them. They taste horrible.
They
taste horrible. But I saw the rest of them smoking. I thought, well, I'm glad they didn't have drugs back then. You know,
yeah.
You could try a drug and that'd be it, wouldn't it?
It probably would.
Yeah.
Now, if people did get in trouble for something, what kind of punishment would there be? Or?
Well, you'd go to the office. And the principal, you know, would talk to you, and they had you could get a paddling too.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But everybody respected our principal, and it was a big deal to even go mm-hmm. to the office, but he was no frills, no foolishness. We were there to get our education,
mm-hmm.
and it meant a lot to us.
Yeah. Well, let's see. Now, you were talking about how basketball was so popular. What other kind of things did y'all do that for fun? Like I was talking to Ursula Davidson yesterday, and she was telling me that there were different clubs and things that people could be in, like sewing club and the traveling club. What kind of things like that do you remember? Maybe.
I can't remember.
You don't remember those things?
Uh-uh.
Okay.
She was in school, though, when I was.
Uh-huh.
I think she was maybe a year or two behind us. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, they just used to bring the school bus to town, I think, and then they walked on up to the middle school.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember that she was always, you know, handicapped, and it was something to see her going to school, because she was so handicapped.
Yeah.
She's always been a joy to me.
Yeah, she's
an example for the whole. Everybody,
really,
I tried to get them to write a book, somebody to write a book about her.
Did you? Well, she's pretty interesting.
No, Beck and Gravy was awesome.
Let's see what else they had down here.
Beck and Gravy was good. Yeah.
When you...
Seems like it's quite...
Well, you were talking about when you lived over on campus and everybody had a job kind of to do.
Yeah.
What kind of work did you have to do when you lived over there?
Where they had... It was cleaning,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then they had a practice home up there, you know, where you're supposed to learn to cook and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It was there's and there was a dishwashing, things like that.
You told me that you remembered some of your teachers. Do you remember, did you know Miss Watts?
Yeah, I knew Miss Watts.
What did you think about her?
Well, she, I've thought about her, you know. She, I always sort of kept my distance from her.
Yeah.
Because... I suppose she had so much responsibility with all of us
mm-hmm.
that she's always looked so serious, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Never saw her smile much. That was, but she was real sincere
mm-hmm.
and real dedicated. So it was, she, and a hard worker too. I don't know what we would have done around here without. Some of us wouldn't have had an education if it hadn't been for the Hyndman Settlement School and Alice Lloyd College.
And why is that?
Hmm?
Why do you think that was?
Well, there's...
What kind of opportunity?
Well, it was difficult to get to school.
Mm-hmm.
My sister walked 3 miles from her home down to Whalen. But and she didn't want to leave home, but I didn't care whatever it took to get to go to school. I didn't care. I was willing to come over here. Everybody was good to me.
Do you remember? Let's see, maybe. And I don't know if these people were here at the same time you are, but. What about Lucy Furman?
Oh, yeah. We did
that. Was she
around? No, I didn't know her, but I knew of her.
Okay.
Betty Combs, Pearl's wife, was
uh-huh.
here. And Edie K. Smith and Pearl Combs was teaching here. She came and there was... There, let's see, who else? Mrs. Stahl, that was Ellen Pigman's mother. She was the house mother here, and there was several, but I don't remember all their names.
So, what kind? I guess, in your opinion, what kind of impact did the settlement have on you? And when you think about it, what kind of thoughts do you have about
what
being there?
Thoughts? Well, it was good for me
mm-hmm.
and it helped me to get an education. It's good training too. So it's an important part. You know, I said next to the church, the Hyndman Settlement School is the most important place in Knott County.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that it's a lot of, you know, good things originated from it. You couldn't name them over the years.
Mm-hmm.
It had to, at first, you know, whenever I was going to school, there wasn't any bus service, you know, to our house, and
mm-hmm.
and so we had to go to a boarding school where you had to walk 3 miles through a country road, wintertime. My sister went to Whalen, but I didn't. I didn't go there.
When you were living there, how often did you go home to see your family?
About once a month.
Do you remember being homesick or just...
What?
Did you ever get homesick or...
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It takes about took me about three weeks to get over it. And it's really tough to be homesick. Did you get homesick when you were left?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, because it's such a change.
Mm-hmm.
It's such a leap from high school to college. You're not prepared for it,
mm-hmm.
are you?
Mm-mm. And that must have been hard for you, because you were just in high school.
Yeah,
it was
difficult. But you learn to cope with it. But it was difficult.
Mm-hmm. What made it, how did you start to cope with it? What things kind of helped you once you got to the settlement school?
Well, I guess as you made friends, you know,
mm-hmm.
and you kept busy, that was... And then you had your goal that you wanted to get your education.
Mm-hmm.
So you knew why you were here.
Mm-hmm.
You couldn't waste your time. So I guess that it's your motivation.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Mm-hmm.
So.
What kind of education do you think you got from going to school there?
Well, it's as good as one as there was available in this area. Of course, we didn't have the things to work with that they have today.
Mm-hmm.
And the teachers didn't have the training that they have today.
Mm-hmm.
It was as good as could be gotten in that day. And I had come from over there at Salisbury, you know, from a one-room school, and where they had all 8 grades,
mm-hmm.
I think it's a miracle that you ever got an education, because you didn't have too much of a background. See, you had to study hard. I did.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was just the years went by,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Well, what kind of, we've talked about your experience there, but you've been around the settlement all of your life.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, living here in Hyman, you've always been active in the things that they do. And,
yeah.
Because, I mean, always, you know, in the summer you come to the programs and things like that.
Yeah.
How do you think what kind of impact do you think that the settlement's had just kind of on this whole area?
What kind of an impact?
Yeah, has it had maybe on Hyman and just not counting from you
being
here your whole life?
Oh, I think the settlement is, like I said, next to the church, you know, it's been an educational, a cultural,
mm-hmm.
It's a unifying thing in the county. It's an asset, you know, because they offer so much,
mm-hmm.
like music and art and stuff. We didn't have that,
mm-hmm.
when I was going to school.
Yeah.
But they offer a lot more now than they did then.
That's true. Yeah. I've asked you, I've asked you all the questions I had, but maybe, what are some maybe things that I've left out, you know, like memories? I know there's so many memories that you have from being in settlement school and going to school there. Maybe what are some questions that I haven't asked you that you think would be important? Or
I'm proud of the Hyman Settlement School, and all that it stands for. And glad to have the privilege of going there.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to support it in any way that I can now, because it's an ongoing thing.
Right.
So, and that's
okay.
About all I know.
And I'll just ask you one more thing. What's really unique about this book hopefully will come out in 2002, and that'll be the 100th anniversary of the settlement school. And, you know, lots of schools like that kind of popped up around the country, but many of them haven't survived and managed to do the things that the settlement school is doing today. And kind of, what do you think about that, the fact that, you know, in a couple of years, it'll have been there for 100 years.
Yeah.
Here in, you know, in eastern Kentucky, in a place where nobody would expect such good things to happen. What kind of, what do you think about that?
Well, I just hope it'd be around for hundreds more, as long as it
mm-hmm.
still has, you know, the ethics and the leadership that it mm-hmm. has. I'm very much in support of it.
Well, don't do it yet then, Mildred.